Come on up, have a seat. Wow, we're pretty short today on volume, but this would be great. We'll still have a good time up here. So, question for you. How many of you guys like fruit? Yeah, okay. So now, next question is, if you were to only have one fruit for the rest of your life, you got to put all the other ones aside, you're only going to have one, which fruit would it be?
Watermelon.
Pomegranate.
Mango.
Grapes.
Those are all great fruits. Nobody said apple, though. And actually, guess what I have in the bag? I have an apple for each one of you. But I'm going to call this apple a little bit something different today. This apple I'm going to call kindness. So a little kindness for you. And Ingrid? Jenny? And Laurel? There you go. Nice cast. Good job. So you each got a little bit of kindness today. So around our house, when we get apples, they're fun to eat, they're fun to have in your lunch, but it's an awful lot better around our house. It's been a tradition for a very long time. We use something like that. You guys ever seen this before? You ever seen anything like that before? What is that for? Cutting apples. This is made for cutting apples. You guys ever seen one of these before? Great. It worked really well. But even better than that around our house, like Ingrid will bring up an apple and a knife and she'll say, can we have an apple? I said, sure. And not always, but a lot of times I'll say sure, and I'll make slices, and we're sitting there watching a movie, and I'll just fling slices of apple, and the kids are kind of halfway waiting for them, they'll reach out and try to grab them. It's kind of a fun thing that we do in our house. But like I said, we're going to call those apples kindness today, and I could tell you what I think kindness is, but what's the fun of that? I want you guys to try to figure out, what is kindness? And God calls the fruit of the Spirit, He calls it fruit for a reason. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, there it is on my thumb. Gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. I'm missing one. What's that?
Gentleness.
Okay, so we're gonna focus just on kindness for a little bit. We're gonna focus on my thumb for just a little bit. You have received God's kindness, and you could, if you wanted to, keep it entirely to yourself. What's the fun of that? Wouldn't it be nicer to take some of God's kindness and slice off slices of it, and to share God's kindness with other people, and they would say, wow, this is great apple. Thanks for sharing with me, right? That's what the fruit is meant to do. The fruit's not meant to just nourish you, given by God. You actually cut it up and make a big fruit salad out of it, and kindness happens to be one of the pieces of fruit that God has that He gives to you that He wants to share with other people. You guys get that? All right, we've already talked about the fruit of the Spirit just twice, I think, today in the service. So listen to what Pastor has to say in the sermon today. Thanks for coming up.